Zondervan presents Now What Do I Do? The Surprising Solution When Things Go Wrong by Dr. John Townsend. Read by the author.
Introduction. The problem of having a problem. We have to let you go. It's the sentence that no employee wants to hear. It conveys instability and trouble and loss. It is not at all welcome. It conveys that we have a problem, one that will affect our lives a great deal. It is also a statement that most of us are hearing, probably more than any other period in our lifetime. My friend Rick, who is a professional in the media sector, got the message recently. He had been successful in his work and had no reason to think that he would be out of a job until the global downturn resulted in his company downsizing. With a wife, two teenagers, and a mortgage, he was under pressure to a degree he had never experienced during his career. His family was looking to him to provide for them, as he always had, but he was not able to reassure them he would be able to take care of things. He did not have that invisible shield of employment, a shield that protects us from financial disruption. Rick went through the same gamut of emotions that any of us would: anxiety and fear, anger, confusion. He and his wife spent time together talking, and they prayed for answers. But what is most significant is what Rick did not do, and you may be surprised. He did not engage in immediate and frantic activities like networking, setting up meetings, and contacting companies to arrange interviews for the next day. He did do these things ultimately, but later on. First, though, Rick took a step back from his situation and engaged in the process that I described in this book. He had a serious problem, and he began thinking about the best way to address it. In other words, he went through the steps of problem solving that create the best opportunity for a solution. The end result was that within a few weeks,